Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. We're here at AirVenture 2019 with Jessica Koss of Garmin, a licensed pilot flight instructor that had a wonderful flight in a SR-22 from Kansas City to Appleton. Tell us a little bit about the flight, Jessica.
Yeah. So our flight up here was pretty seamless. We had some morning thunderstorms in Kansas City yesterday, but they kind of cleared off a little bit. But we still filed IFR up to Madison, actually. And then when we got to Madison, we canceled, went VFR into Appleton. Appleton proved to be pretty busy given the rough weather conditions that were here in Oshkosh on Sunday, on Saturday. But we went into Appleton, and it was pretty seamless. No problems.
You had an uneventful flight with two other pilots with you?
Yeah, I flew with two other girls that work here alongside with me at Garmin. Kelly is an instrument-rated pilot, and then Katie is one of our maintenance trainers. She's also a pilot. So it was really, it was kind of a fun girls' flight, you could say.
I think it's kind of cool to be able to work in an environment and certainly the aviation sector of Garmin, but at the same time, be surrounded by other pilot colleague employees. That's pretty
cool. So many of us are pilots here at Garmin. We actually, at any given point at Garmin, we have anywhere from 25 to 30 airplanes in Kansas City. We're doing a lot of certification work on them at all times. And unique to Garmin, we get to fly a lot of those airplanes, and we have about 70 pilots on the insurance that can fly at Garmin, so it's a big operation.
What kind of airplanes?
Anything from an RV-7A up through a Citation XLS.
Wow, that's quite the spectrum of aircraft.
Quite a range.
What a perk. Do they let you fly the Citation?
I don't get to fly the Citation, but I'm working on them.
Yeah. Well, as a flight instructor, I mean, you've got the credentials. And
there you go.
Why not? So what's new at Garmin for this year?
Yeah, so for this year, last week, actually, we announced the GNC 355, which is a GPS comm. So the benefits of a WAAS GPS navigator, including RNAV and LPV approaches, which are so commonplace now throughout the world, pilots can fly those, and then they also get the benefits of a modern comm. So they get all the cool Garmin features like airport identification, you know, frequency information. So on the comm itself, they see not only the airport identifier, but also the frequency type. So they can really communicate with confidence. And then, of course, we put it in a very slim 2-inch form factor.
Nice.
So for pilots who want to replace maybe a legacy KLN 89, 90, 90B, or like a GX60, they can easily pull that out, put this in the same panel space, and not have to, it's not too labor intensive in terms of installation.
So it's a very cost effective way to balance acquisition cost of hardware with installation cost, create a roadmap for an aircraft owner to take an aircraft and upgrade the panel.
That's right. You kind of just add a few modern touches, and we do it in a cost-effective way too.
Sure.
Like for example, the GNC 355 is $6,995, and if you think about it, you get access to, like I said, the LPV approaches, which can offer approach guidance as low as 200 feet AGL. Mm-hmm. So that could mean the difference of getting into or not getting into that airport, depending on how low the ceilings are or the visibility.
And certainly as the pilot demographic starts to change over time, the cool tech that Garmin's been creating really lends itself to the new pilot, if you will.
Yeah, it kind of, you know, we this GNC 355 is touchscreen. So it's a little different, but you know, for those of us that are used to using a touchscreen phone or even an iPad in the cockpit, it's a seamless transition to using the navigator in the panel.
So Jessica, you were speaking earlier about how Garmin invests into the product. I know the 530, 430 that we fly in the Commander, we've gone through the WAS upgrades to extend the life of the tech, allowing us to fit in a future upgrade to an appropriate timeline. That's just a wonderful attribute that Garmin brings to its customers.
Yeah, Phil, we introduced the GNS 430 back in 1998. And we still support it today. You know, like you mentioned, we added WAS capability and still, again, support it in every capacity we can while still rolling out these new product introductions like the GTN, which essentially were the replacement for the GNS 430 and 530. And we announced the GTN in 2011, and we're not done yet.
With the Garmin's history of rapid technology delivery, I can't imagine what's on the roadmap for next year.
Yeah, it'll be an exciting year yet this year, so stay tuned.
So I know we've got a bunch of different divisions, including wearable, and I think Garmin investing into a healthy pilot is kind of neat.
Yeah, that's a really core part of our business, actually, at Garmin. We have 5 segments, including aviation and fitness and marine and outdoors. So we have the opportunity to leverage a lot of our other existing segments and use that to our benefit within aviation. So, for example, in our D2 Delta PX model, our aviator watch, we have built-in pulse ox along with heart rate. So pilots can not only monitor their heart rate, but they can also monitor their blood oxygen saturation level.
And very important for hypoxia.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're operating at those higher altitudes, for example, you can just kind of use it as a backup, you know, monitor it on your wrist, and it'll give you alerts if your blood oxygen saturation level is dropping to a lower level than it should
be. Very cool. And does it connect to the panel right now, or is that future to come, maybe?
It connects to our Garmin Pilot app on Apple mobile devices, so you can share flight plans from your watch to the iPad if you want. And it has a couple other shared features, but it does so much. I mean, beyond aviation, too, you can use it to work out, whether that's swimming, running, hiking, and all sorts of things. You get even a moving map on your wrist.
Wow. Well, I think it's so cool, the with modernization and miniaturization, the ability to put more and more feature functionality that really changes our day-to-day life right on our wrist, as simple as flick your wrist and cool stuff.
Yeah, there is a GPS sensor on your wrist, believe it or not. And if you can imagine 20 years ago how small we've had to make that in order to put it on our wrist, it's pretty impressive.
I had got my first introduction to Garmin back in the 90s after acquiring my first airplane. I had a little portable itty-bitty Garmin GPS, a little tiny postage stamp screen, if you will, and we used it to navigate from Toronto all the way down to Florida, the Bahamas, all over the place, and it just worked every time, and it was
good.
You know, very very
That's
cool.
What we like to hear.
So what's on the horizon?
Well, we can't expose too
much.
That's
okay. Nobody's listening. I promise I won't tell anyone.
Yeah. I've got a big microphone in my mouth. I don't know. But we have, you know, what's really exciting about Garmin is that we address and support so many segments within aviation. You know, anything from experimental amateur built, light sport, helicopters, general aviation, all the way up through Part 25 business jets. And that affords us the opportunity to maybe leverage the technologies that are in the upper end of the market and bring them down market, and vice versa, right? Like we did with G3X Touch back in April, originally announced for experimental amateur built aircraft, and we brought it up market in new general aviation. So we'll continue to do a lot more of that. We'll have some more new product announcements certainly later this year that I think our customers have been waiting for. And some of them, I think they have no idea what we have up our sleeves.
Very cool.
So it'll be an exciting
year.
Well,
I can't wait to see the new satellite IP connectivity always connected. I'm sure at some point Garmin will think about that kind of cool stuff, especially as we move into autonomous flight and, you know, the Google air taxis of the world, Uber getting into unmanned vehicles.
Right. Yeah, it'll be an interesting time over the next few years to see how that evolves, and Garmin is right in the thick
Very
of
cool.
it.
Very cool. And Jessica, what's the funnest thing you get to do in your job?
The most fun thing I get to do is probably at any given point I can go out to the hangar and fly our airplanes, test our equipment, even provide feedback directly to our engineers. And that's valuable, right? We only not take customer feedback, but we also provide our own personal feedback and work with them individually, one-on-one. So that's, I think that benefits our customers tremendously before we bring products to market. But yeah, certainly the flying part's the high point.
Well, certainly, Jessica, it sounds like you not only are living the dream, but you've got the dream job. Where can I apply?
Yeah, you can't have my job, Phil.
Crap.
But Garmin is growing tremendously. We just moved into our 760,000 square foot manufacturing and distribution area. We'll be hiring in the Kansas City area, somewhere in the neighborhood of over 2,000 jobs over the next several years. So there will be a lot of opportunities, especially within aviation. I mean, as our business grows, particularly in aviation, you know, we have to support those future customers and OEMs. So there will be a lot of opportunities.
Very cool. So stay tuned.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at plaintalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at plaintalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.